our news.
Valley economist Elliot Pollack will be speaking at the Greater Phoenix Chamber Economic Outlook Breakfast a little later this morning. But we thought we'd bring him on Arizona's Morning News beforehand to give us a preview of what he'll talk about. We're not paying him, so we don't expect him to spill all the beans, right? And we're actually trying to raise him on the phone right now. So we'll.
I have to tell you, I've emceed that breakfast before.
Yeah.
I've been to that breakfast a few times, mm-hmm. covering it as a reporter. It keeps everybody just glued to what he's talking about. He is a very engaging speaker, and he is really usually right on target when it comes to, you know, what we can expect over the next year or so. Especially when I remember it was in 2007, and he was talking about the start of the housing crisis.
Oh, yeah.
And he was expecting it to last a good 3 years or so. And I was like, right. Yeah, sure. Oh, my goodness. He had it right.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so he's really somebody to listen to when it comes to an economic forecast.
I know Jim Cross spoke with Elliot yesterday. And Jim, I wanted to play this little soundbite that he gave you that is unbelievable. This is such a remarkable statistic. Real quick, let me just play Elliot Pollack for you, Valley economist.
Almost 12% of everybody who moves from a different state, a different county, or a different country into the United States ends up in Phoenix. People vote with their feet, and they're saying, we like Phoenix in droves.
That's an unbelievable number, Jim. Yeah. That's just crazy.
Yeah, that just stunned me when I heard that yesterday. I mean, that 12%. Of people leaving other states, other 49 states, and countries all over the place are coming to Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard to even fathom it.
Well, and not just Arizona, but the Phoenix metropolitan area specifically, you know, which is even crazier. And we were talking a little bit earlier about this, too, about what LinkedIn, they did an analysis of their members, and they found that the places that most workers moved from in the previous 12 months were L.A., Chicago and San Francisco. Those were the top three areas.
Yeah, I think San Francisco and L.A. is certainly a lot of that's taxes. I mean,
yeah, well,
enormous taxes.
And well, Chicago's not exactly known for low taxes either.
So,
but yeah.
I mean, I've been here for a long time. You've been here for a long time. You can certainly understand the draw of the state.
Oh, yeah.
So people in the Southwest, the weather and everything else. So, you know, and the only one ahead of us on growth right now in the economy is Austin, Texas, but it's close.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and they're a fast growing area, and obviously we are too. I mean, I think when I moved here, we had 4 or 5 million people, now we're up over 7 million. So it's the whole thing has changed. And when you throw out a number like 12%, it's incredible.
And then
he went on to tell me, you know, the economy is, after what we've been through this pandemic, and we got slammed. I mean, 320,000 job losses. You know, most of those have been recovered, private and government. We still got a ways to go, but that should be recovered by end of the year, early next year, as far as the jobs, and we'll just keep adding on. It's hard to find an economy in this country that is more hot than Arizona.
Yeah. Phoenix, the population grown by 11.2% between 2010 and 2020. And Pollack, here's another thing he told Jim yesterday, says in some respects our economy is doing really well.
The demand side is great. The consumer looks great. Business looks great. The big issue is the supply side.
The supply side and the supply of houses you got to put right up there because that's driving prices up. $415,000 now, the median home price in the Phoenix metropolitan area. And and it looks like it's going to just continue to go up. And part of the reason those numbers are being driven up so high is because what I mentioned earlier, you know, L.A., Chicago and San Francisco, the three places that you can expect people to be moving from.